We're joined now in the studio by Miriam Farrer and David Chapman, board vice chair and chair, respectively, of Faith Connections on Mental Illness, Triangle Wide organization that's holding a conference here in Chapel Hill at St. Thomas More on April 10th. It's called Embracing Troubled Minds, the Role of Faith Communities. David, Miriam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, David, let me begin with you. Tell us about the conference. Who is it geared for exactly?
Well, it's geared for the people that we think can benefit from our organization. Faith Connections came out of the ground in response to the disconnect that we see in the community. The research has shown that one out of four people are experiencing mental health issues, and they're sitting in faith congregations across our area, and faith leaders and others in the faith community aren't sure what to do about that. Oftentimes people that are experiencing mental health issues will turn to their faith communities first for help and help with that. And so there's a lot of disconnect out there. People who have mental health issues, when they go to therapy, it's not often easy to talk about matters of faith. So a lot of disconnects. And so those with mental illness, people of faith who want to be caring and welcome toward people with mental illness, those are the people that we're trying to reach out to.
And I want to talk more about this issue and about the organization coming up in a minute. Miriam, what exactly will the conference entail on the 10th?
The conference is a day-long presentations interspersed with our speaker, Amy Simpson, who's the author of a book called Troubled Minds, Mental Illness and the Church's Mission. Also followed with Alan Johnson, a minister whose son lives with bipolar disorder, Shelley Dancer, who works for Mental Health America of the Triangle, and John Gilmore, who is a UNC researcher for the UNC Schizophrenia Research Center, will also be presenting.
And that's going to be on Friday, April 10th, beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning at St. Thomas More Catholic Church, and really running all day, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the Faith Connections on Mental Illness as an organization. How did the two of you get involved?
In my other job, I run Care More Communities here in Chapel Hill. We work with people with mental illness, and we do a good job of helping people with housing and employment, but life, there's more to life than just what kind of work you do and where you live. And so it's sort of an extension of my work there that I want to help people with mental illness be engaged in their faith communities of their choice.
Did you found the organization?
No.
Okay.
No.
So how long has it been around? How many people are involved?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a board of eight or so faithful folks that serve Faith Connections, and we've been around for 3 or 4 years. And so there's a small group of people that are really dedicated to this. So it's a small group of people with a pretty big mission of what we're trying to do there. There's about 40 churches in the area that are supportive, response for what we do, and on the third Friday of each month, we gather together, and people who are wanting to exchange ideas about how to address these issues, we sort of share ideas together. And so we might have anywhere from 12 to 20 at those meetings.
And with those eight board members, you're working with dozens of churches. So for every one person on the board, there's so many other people
behind that
work on this. And it is such an important issue. We're speaking with David Chapman and Miriam Farrer. They're both of Faith Connections on Mental Illness. And Miriam, David mentioned this already, but it really is, mental illness in general, really is a hidden issue that needs to be brought out in order to be addressed, and to do it through faith communities is just a very, very good and cool way to address this issue, and I think it's very important too.
Well, we hope and we believe that all of our faith communities strive to be inclusive of all people. We've certainly seen that in our area, and we're very fortunate to be able to invite all faith communities. Regardless of any particulars, we would love to have more faith communities as part of our connector group. And David mentioned the connectors, who are people from the faith communities, meet on the third Friday at St. Thomas More. And that is our way of outreaching to communities, helping them structure how they interact with people who are living with mental challenges, and how they can improve and strengthen their own approach in their specific faith community.
And what sort of services do you provide?
Well, we provide a reading across the faith communities. We actually took Amy Simpson's book. Last year we did the keynote speaker's book, and we look at what that speaker wrote, how it applies to us, how our faith community can pick up pieces from that, how what works for our faith communities, what might be different for our faith communities, and how do we go about coalescing, I guess, removing the stigma and the difficulty that's currently associated with mental health challenges.
Now, the conference on Friday, April 10th at St. Thomas More is called Embracing Troubled Minds, the Role of Faith Communities, beginning at 8 o'clock, running all day. Again, Amy Simpson is the keynote speaker. Reverend Alan Johnson is going to be there, and really is a worthwhile event coming up in a little bit more than a week at St. Thomas More. David, Miriam, how can people get involved either with the conference or with Faith Connections in general?
Probably the best thing they could do is attend this conference. That'll give them a good sense of what's going on. They can do that if they go to wakeahec.org. They can register through there. So come into the conference. They can meet other like-minded folks, and that's really the best way to get connected is to come to the conference.
And that's WAKE, A-H-E-C, so Area
yes.
Health Education
yes,
Center.
Yes, thank you.
WAKE, A-H-E-C.org. Head there. You get all the details on the conference, how you can attend. Registration, $35, I believe. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so you can take care of that on the website, too. And what else do people need to know about the conference, about the organization, about the issue?
You can reach us at info@faithconnectionsonmentalillness.org, and we'll try to be back in touch with you. You can join us any third Friday from 3:30 to 5 at St. Thomas More. We meet in the very first room on the left, and we meet unless there is a major holiday or the church is closed. So we'll be meeting April 17th. So if you can't make the conference on April 10th, April 17th is another opportunity to meet with us, bring in your faith community, come and see what we're about, see what questions you have, see how we can help you and your faith community reach out.
Very big issue, very important cause, very exciting conference coming up on April 10th at St. Thomas More. Again, wakeahec.org, wakeahec.org is the website if you want to learn more about Embracing Troubled Minds, the conference next week. David Chapman, Miriam Farr, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.